For almost a week, students at a Bethel elementary school have had to brave the cold and walk outside to a separate building just to use the restroom. That changed this week when the school finally got enough running water to flush the toilets. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Mark Earhart has more.
School's been back in session since January 19th, but Megilangut Litnauvet Elementary School has had to hold classes without functioning restrooms in the building. Students and staff have had to walk to separate buildings about 100 yards away just to use the bathroom. For a while, it was hard for the Lower Kuskokwim School District Maintenance Department to pinpoint the problem. But with the help of the city and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Maintenance Department, the water is finally flowing.
Thought it was a broken pipe. It ended up being, luckily, a frozen pipe that was preventing us from getting water.
That's ME Elementary Principal Joshua Gill, who says it's a relief to finally have running water in the building. Before, the school had to rely on mobile hand-washing stations, consisting of water coolers that flowed into drip buckets. LKSD Superintendent Gary Baldwin said the fix took longer than expected because they couldn't find a particular section of frozen pipe.
Well, they finally got heat to the right location on the pipes that were leading to ME school. It was in a utilidor.
Baldwin says utilidors are boxes that insulate sections of pipe. He says since the frozen section was hidden inside the utilidor, it was difficult to thaw. Gill says his students, ranging from kindergarten to second grade, are happy they don't have to walk very far to go to the restroom.
Yesterday, we had a limited water flow to a small portion of our campus. I think we were getting 8 gallons per minute. And today, I think when I checked earlier, we were running about 42 gallons per minute.
All LKSD water and sewers fully functioning, except for parts of Bethel Regional High School. Last year, Governor Sean Parnell vetoed a nearly $7 million plan for improving LKSD's water and sewer system. But it's back in his proposed budget for this year. In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.